This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Defense Department says a drone strike in Syria has killed a leader of the Islamic State group, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The military says three drones were involved in the operation in northwest Syria, searching for the militant Usama al-Muhajir. An official speaking on condition of anonymity says the Islamic State group leader was riding a motorcycle when he was spotted and struck. The military's not saying how it made the identification and that it doesn't think any civilians were killed, although there might have been an injury. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden departed on Sunday on a three-nation trip that will be dominated by a NATO summit in Lithuania aimed at showing solidarity with Ukraine in its fight against Russia while not yet accepting Kyiv as a member of the alliance. Biden will travel on to Lithuania on Monday night and hold talks with NATO leaders there on Tuesday and Wednesday. Biden and the allies aim to show support for Ukraine and give Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky a sense of what he will have to do to gain NATO membership at some point in the future. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky recorded his Sunday address in western Ukraine, where he met with Polish counterpart Andrzej Duda. Together, they marked the anniversary of the 1943 massacres of Poles alongside representatives of all denominations and religious communities. Intense battles continue to rage in the countries east and south as Ukrainian forces press their attacks against multi-layered Russian defenses in the initial stages of their counteroffensive. You can find more with the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine. Find it online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's four-day Beijing trip ended on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Before departing China, Yellen said 10 hours of meetings with senior Chinese officials in recent days were direct and productive.
President Biden and I do not see the relationship between the U.S. and China through the frame of great power conflict. We believe that the world is big enough for both of our countries to thrive.
She added the United States and China remained at odds on a number of issues, but expressed confidence that her visit had advanced efforts to put the relationship on, quote, surer footing.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. At least 15 people were killed in floods and landslides triggered by monsoon rains that battered northern India, with New Delhi receiving the most rainfall in decades, reports and officials said Sunday. Roads in several parts of the capital were submerged in knee-deep water as it was inundated with 153 millimeters of rain, the highest precipitation in a single day in July in 40 years. With at least another day of heavy rain forecast, authorities have ordered schools shut in New Delhi on Monday. A popular energy drink backed by influencers is facing scrutiny from U.S. lawmakers and health experts over its potentially dangerous levels of caffeine and its appeal to children. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is asking the FDA to investigate Logan Paul and KSI's drink Prime for its health claims marketing towards kids and caffeine content, which equals six Coke cans or almost two Red Bulls.
The advertising campaign is targeted at kids.
Leslie Sloan says her 12-year-old son is influenced by Prime's social media campaigns.
He asked me to go to London because there are two flavors of Prime that are out in London.
Company representatives have defended Prime as clearly labeled not recommended for children under 18. Julie Walker, New York.
Air travel between Libya and Italy will resume in September after a nearly decade-long suspension following an EU ban, the head of the Tripoli-based UN-backed government said on Sunday. Quote, the Italian government has informed us of its decision to lift the air embargo imposed on Libyan civil aviation for 10 years, the interim prime minister said on Twitter. Flights between the two countries were halted in 2014 after the European Union blacklisted Libyan airlines and banned them from flying over European airspace. Find for more news and information on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.